So really, when the Rav called me to ask me to speak, I already knew he was going to Eretz Yisrael. Sendi filled me in already, and right off the bat told me that I should be expecting Thursday night, but I didn't really prepare until the Rav called me, and the truth is I really didn't prepare. But the Rav mentioned to me that Yom Tov time, he normally talks about Yom Tov. So even though I was thinking, I think you're holding a Mem Zayin Amud Beis, maybe talk about dolls and breaking the noses and Hazelech HaZachen, but I figured I'll get more into the Yom Tov mode. So Bereshus, Yedidai V'chavivai, Achai V'Reyai. The Kotzker, Zeche Tzadi V'Kodesh L'Vrocha, Schus V'Yolena V'Alkol Yisro V'Noymar, Amen. That was not bad. The Kotzker, he says that the end of every Masechta is a synopsis of the whole Masechta. If you want to walk away learning a Masechta, and the very last sugya of the Masechta is the synopsis of the entire Masechta. Now those that are falling asleep, give me at least 2 minutes so you can fall asleep. And you know, according to the Zohar, if you fall asleep during a shir, you get the entire shir when you come to Shemayim. So some people might be more kedai for them to fall asleep. But at the end of the day, we encourage sleeping, but no snoring. Those are those. Al kopanim. So, as I said to Kotzka, Dova Pella Adlamoid. The end of the Masechta, the last Mishnah of Sukkah, deals with the Mishmar of Bilga. There were 24 Kohanic watches. Sosmu Chaloina Kavu Tabata. Rashi explains they lost their identity. Every Mishmah had their own unique identity, 24 Mishmarim. And when it came to Bilga, after Amaisa that occurred, so Kavu Tabata, they affixed her ring that was used to hold Kabonis in place, to hold them down. And Sosmu Chaloima, literally they sealed their window, Pashtus. According to the Rishonim, this was a place where they stored their kelim that they used for the Avodah. And they had a borrow from other people. It was very degrading for Bilga. But additionally, it also means they sealed the window. And the Gemara goes on to explain in great detail exactly what happened. This is a synopsis of the Masechta according to the Kotzker. Bilga la'olam chilekes bedorim. Torah abonim maise b'milyon baz bilga shemira dosa v'holcha v'nisus ha'sadayit mimalcha yivonim kishenichnesu yivonim la'eichal oisim v'etes b'sandola agabe ha'mizbeach v'omra lukus lukus ad mosei ato mechal v'mayin shal Yisrael v'iyah ato imen aleim b'shaz hatchad. Adov niflad l'moid. She marries a Greek officer. The ultimate acculturation, assimilation. And when the Greeks marched in to the Beis HaMikdash, who marches in with them? Miriam Bas Bilga, whose father was a Kohen. She takes off her shoe and she graphically starts beating on the Mizbeach. Lucas, Lucas, wolf, wolf, how long are you going to waste and squander the money of the Jewish people and not protect them b'shas hadchak? The Dova Nifla, Ganshi Shtikl Torah, Miriam Bas Bilga, a public desecration of Mizbeach and of Klal Yisrael's glory and honor. Sheshamu Chachomim Bedovo, Kovu Es Tabata Vesosmu Es Chaloina. In fact, the Gemara there's another interpretation which gives the reason why they make a knas, they find the whole mishmah. Elaman the yom a million bas bilga shemira dosa mishum balse kansin leva didei. Because of one wayward girl, you cancel against the mishmah. Amabaye in kdiyamar yinshi shuse diyanuke bishuke oydavu oydeema. What a child says in the marketplace. It's either the father or the mother. If this is what she's saying, this is what they're saying at home. Now, Agavurche, once we're talking about Sukkis, which is the Chag HaOsav, the quintessential stira, which is why we read Kehelas, because we turn our back on the bounty and we go and we walk into the Sukkah Saroi, which really means that it belongs to us. You turn your back on your hedge fund and you walk into a binyan ruah, that means you own it. And the Rishonim have so many cheshbonos as to why we do this, avad it's a mitzvah. But it brings to light this concept of shusa d'yanuka b'shuka. There was a maisa a few years ago in New York, in Brooklyn, in Flatbush, that a fellow from Lakewood, Svi Rosen, told me about a few years ago. And the maisa was that there was a fellow who had been laid off from a job for 7 years. And he was a fellow that when he made money, he made over 300K, was making a very good living. But he was out of work. We're talking Toimchei Shabbos Matzev. We're talking Bizyoinis. We're talking running to Pramagranchik 20 minutes before they close to see what you can get on sale. And going to the sushi place when the stuff's being thrown out. A lot worse than that. He saw that there was a job that he was qualified for. So he went to apply. And he aced the interview. Highly educated, motivated, he's got years of experience in this job-related field. The money was good. And the fellow asked him one last question. I didn't think anybody would ask him. 27 fellas applied for this job with sterling credentials. Why should I take you more than them? He didn't know what to say. He goes home, he tells his wife, I didn't get it. Late that night, he gets a phone call from the fellow who gave him the interview. I want to meet with you. And I want to talk about this job. He gets the job. And he tells his wife, we're going to make a Suda Seido for everyone in the family. The married kids, the unmarried kids, the ones at home. Go to pomegranate, get whatever you normally would get. Mamish kesuda shlema b'shaitai. And one thing you must get is 7-layer cake. A huge 7-layer cake. And the one person that's to eat from the 7-layer cake is Shlomi. It's his favorite cake. And whatever's left over, Shlomi gets to take to yeshiva the next day. Now, he was a very generous, fair father. Why is he giving Shlomi more than anybody else? So he explains. He says after the interview he knew he didn't get the job. Gets his phone call about 11 o'clock at night. And the fella says to him, I got the papers ready. And they sign papers. Making over $300,000 a year. So he says to me, you're probably wondering why I gave you the job. I interviewed many people over a few days. And I left my office. It was close to 10 o'clock. And I was partially exhausted. And I couldn't find a spot by Landau. I didn't know Leaf had a minion until 11 o'clock. So I was going around the block 3 times over Landau Shul. And I finally found the spot. And I came in, I'm so exhausted, there wasn't a seat to be had. So I'm leaning against the wall. I'm getting ready to have Marv. Kid says, you want a seat? Look around. He gives me a seat. Okay. I start davening. I can't understand why this kid in Flatbush gave me a seat. I start studying his face. I recognize this kid. He's the son of this Rosh Yeshiva that I just gave $10,000 to this yeshiva. And the yeshiva's hoping for a lot more. He probably recognizes me. It's his way of giving a chorus at toy for giving his dad $10,000 to the yeshiva. So right after davening, I say, are you Rav such and such's son? He says, no. He says, what do your father do? My father's out of work. He's out of work for 7 years. He says, really? He says, so why'd you give me the seat? He says, you look like you could use a break. You had a tough day. And I gave you the seat. What's your name? Shloimi blank. That name rings a bell. I rush back to the office. I start going through all the papers of the people that I interviewed. And I see the same last name as you. And I go through the file. It's talking your son. You have a son, Shloimi. He did now. Of course I have a son, Shloimi. He said, the Gemara at the end of Sukkah says, Shusa Dianuka Peshuka. Shusa Dianuka Peshuka. A kid says in the marketplace what he hears at home. If there's one person who should say that life's unfair and I can't get a break, it's your father. If the one person who should teach the kids, do it to them before they do it to you, there are disappointments in life, people are miserable, nobody cares for you, it should have been you. But if your kid, Shloimi, saw me standing exhausted, he had no clue who I was, and he says, it looks like you could use a break, then that's the kind of kid you're raising coming from your house. I want you to work for me. It might happen in Flatbush. So that's what the Gemara says now. A child? A child is the embodiment of the home. It's like the Gemara Vaita. Vasot Satan, but the Gansa Mishma. Says the Gemara. Mushumavua ve'eme kansin lakulo mishmo. Omar Abaye. Oy l'rosh oy l'shreine tev l'tzadik tev l'shreine. That's how the Gemara ends. So it's not a good story where Shloimi gets his father a job and lives happily ever after. It's a story where an entire Mishmah is penalized. Because this was the ravings of the family and of the Mishmah. If she marries a Shegetz and she beats the Mizbeach, it means the whole Mishmah is lacking in some kind of appreciation for the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. So we're going to penalize the whole Mishmah. Hadron Allah, Vesleika. That's the end of Masechta. That's how you walk away. You feel dirty. The boy says, a tifa de Allah. What is the lesson of the Yom Tif of Sukkot? What is the lesson of the Sukkot? There's a Meister with the Imre Emes where a chassid came to him crying. The Welt zogt. The apple fell nicht weit von Baum. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Two of his kids were Shaino Pirish. They lived through the Melchama. They saw the atrocities. And they stopped keeping Shabbos and Yiddishkeit. He's blaming himself because if these kids come from him, then the apple fell nicht weit von Baum. Imeyame said, that's by a ruach mitsuya. But by a ruach she'ena mitsuya, the apple falls very far from the tree. So they just underwent the Ruach Shein HaMetzuya, the Holocaust, the Chub Europa. Remela, it's not a tain on you. B'zeh Allah Shein Omar Nicham Toni, Rebbe Nicham Toni. But what's the lesson? That by a Ruach Metzuya, you got to be able to stand strong. If a Sukkah cannot withstand the Ruach Metzuya, Psula. The lesson of the Sukkah is, then when you walk out of the ivory tower and you go to do your business, then you better be able to withstand prevailing winds, and every door has their own prevailing wind. I heard B'Shem V'Henech Libud that Salamola door was 10 years. Now a generation, he says, is 1 year, maybe a half a year. It keeps on changing. And the prevailing winds keep on changing, but these are prevailing winds. Even under the Tkufa of Yevonim was prevailing winds. And if their daughter married a Shegetz and beat on the Mizbeach, Lukos, Vais Tachayista cannot withstand the prevailing winds. It couldn't withstand the Ruach Metzuyah. So they made a Sos Mukhaloina, Kavu Tabata. They lose their identity. A window is there to exchange air from outside, inside. You got to be able to take it with you and be unaffected by society. That's the lesson of Sukkah. The Kotzke. He says, every end of Masechet Synopsis, what do you walk away with from Sukkah? That you got to withstand the Ruach Metzuya. That if we're sitting here today, if there are Yidden that their families lived through Churban Europa, Ruach She'en Metzuyim. Or lived through Churban America, Ruach She'en Metzuyim, in the 20s and the 30s and the 40s with no Shabbos, Kashrus, Taras, and Mishpachim. And we're sitting here tonight, you're learning so late at night. It means our parents must be sequoias. Our grandparents had to be cedar trees. You could drive a truck through those trees. That's how strong they were in their Emunah and Betochen. So the lesson of Pesach the Sukkah is that you have to withstand prevailing winds. And I'll end with this. You have to be able to read the road signs. Moshe Rabbeinu sees Hasneh Nenu Uko, and he recognizes the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bilam is so far Bilam in the demyonis of Bilam that the donkey's talking to him and he's arguing with him. Is that a sugar there? Dr. Doolittle, when was the last time your donkey spoke to you? This is your donkey who was loyal to you, who's giving you musa and you're whacking him and clapping him. What are you, Meshuggah? This is a donkey, a jack. It's talking to you. But he's so fadimient in his Bilam shaft, he doesn't see anything. Zokti ba maise, my tire, he did his moshe. Yes, he smiles, I'll tell you what a maise. The maise was in Florida. Eltihid was driving on 95, and a state trooper pulls him over. He says, are you crazy? You're doing 95 in a 40-mile zone. He says, officer, look at the sign. It says 95. That's not the speed limit. That's the I-95. Okay, I won't do it again. He walks past, and he sees the guy. It's two alter chassidish yidden, like, knocked out on the back seat. So, Rabavi did an excellent job. I saw your shtickle, even though I had to go to a simcha. It was excellent. Kiddush Hashem, you're a Kiddush Hashem. Al-Kopanim, so what happens is that he sees two guys sprawled out in the back. And he says, what happened? He says, officer, he just got off the 195. Al-Kopanim, you have to know how to read the signs. Moshe Yechapta, it's a pretty good crowd, they got it. Except for the guys that are sleeping, don't disturb them. Al-Kopanim, Moshe Rabbeinu sees that snare and uko vazak to Rabbeinu Shalom. Al takrav aloyim, don't get any further. Shalom alechem al raglechem, mokem hashata oimed ad mas kodesh. So my kasha, the pashta kasha. Rabbeinu just said, don't go any further. Al takrav aloyim. So why is he taking off his shoes here? How could this be ad mas kodesh? If it's ad mas kodesh, back off 20 feet. What's tutil do? If it's ad mas kodesh, back off 20 parsois. And if it's not, why is he taking off his shoes? Says the Ksava Kabbalah forwards. There's two kinds of Kedushas. There's a Mokim Kaddish and a Maimed Kedusha. Har Maria is a Mokim Kaddish since the time of Priya Seidel. A Beis HaKnesses is a Mokim Kedusha. A Yeshiva, a Kedil, Beis Yankov. But then there's a Maimed Kedusha. Like Ramat Yisrael says, when Moshe Rabbeinu saw Hasnan and Ukol, that's called a Pe'ula of Seirus. What does that mean? That means it became a Maimed Kedusha. He shafted that Mokim into Maimed Kedusha. The void of a Ben Torah is that when you walk out of Mishmer, you take the Kedusha into the street, you take it into your home, you take it into your business. Could you imagine we educated children and told them, Vudu Geis, Vudu Shteis, a Maimed Kedusha? Wherever you go, Mokim Shat Oilich, Mokim Kedush, Shal Nalecha, Mokim Ashta Oimid Amas Kedush, that's the ultimate Kedusha. And that's the ultimate lesson of Sukkah. Sukkah teaches us that we can withstand Ruchais Mitzuyas, and even though we're in the rarefied environment, atmosphere of Tzel Denus, of Tzel Zekutcho Brichu, Goyin says you walk into the Mitzvah, when you walk out of the Sukkah, you transform. It's like Tefillah B'Mikveh, you're a different person. It's like when you learn a blood Gemara, according to the Gemara in Brachas, Tezvov, and Beis, Tezayinim, and Aleph, Ayholim, Necholim, Ma, Necholim, Malim, Mitum, Latara, Af, Ayholim, Malim, Mekaf, Chayvel, Lekaf, Schus. You're pushing a different person. You have to be Toivel in the Mikveh. When you come out of a night Seder, you have to be an Andermensch. And when you walk the street, and you walk into your home, and you walk into your business, it has to be with Kedusha. Baruch Shem Zalach, Health, and Yishpizach, Abbasiyat, Rashmaya. take the aura, the shefa of Sukkot with you the entire year to continue creating a Kiddush Shem Shemayim, which my Rebbe Rav Chaim Levin told me Erev Rosh Hashanah is the whole essence of Kabbalah Samachu Shemayim. What's Kabbalah Samachu Shemayim? What's it does? He says to make a Kiddush Hashem, Ribi Kvod Shemayim. V'umegeit, v'umishteit. There's a Kiddush Hashem. That's Kabbalah Samachu Shemayim. Good job.